Let's talk about the ongoing and apparently, at least for the time being, somewhat settled situation with Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and the hospital.
Yeah, well, as of yesterday, I have a signed memorandum of understanding or letter of agreement with Blue Cross for 2014. And so we will continue to be a in-network provider for Blue Cross Blue Shield subscribers. And we also, Blue Cross and I, agreed that we are going to continue our discussions for 2015 with the plan or hope to have negotiations complete by July.
So this means that if I, for example, go to the clinic and the clinic recommends that I get some tests done, or the doctor at the clinic recommends I get some tests done, I take them to the hospital. Now I know they are going to be, how are they covered, and how does that make a difference to me now?
It's all the same. It's the same. If you're Blue Cross, you would be, it would be an in-network provider. So the same way, you just come in, you give us your card, and they are... You know, it'll go through, and it's an in-network. You don't get any penalties or anything like that.
And as you said, you're working to further this beyond this coming year to 2015 as well?
Yes.
Is this a deal you and Blue Cross have constructed, or are some other critical care hospitals involved?
Every hospital or critical access hospital that I'm aware of, we're all having these individual discussions. We're not able to do them jointly. That is a concern to Blue Cross, that, you know, restraint of trade and collusion, things like that. So we haven't talked to each other. I do not know what other organizations have done because we can't talk about it. I heard actually from a Blue Cross meeting that several are starting to sign contracts the same way we are.
Good. So, in other words, I suppose what price collusion and that kind of stuff is what's keeping that from the case. But we do know other organizations are dealing with the same situation.
Yes.
And they may come up with different solutions.
Yes.
Okay. Now, all of this leads me to ask the question, how do you set a budget if you don't know what it's going to cost, and how did that play into Truth in Taxation?
Well, and just kind of the discussion, I know that the county had their Truth in Taxation meetings on Tuesday evening, and I know that there were several conversations and questions about this special taxing district, which is, you know, several things, but the majority is the hospital. And back in August, when we have to set that preliminary levy, you know, as you know, we were having that whole conversation with Blue Cross, and knew that, okay, we have a potential to have a reduction in what we get paid by at least $300,000. On top of which, Medicare, which is, you know, what many people up here have, that's our actually biggest payer, because of the whole budget issues and all that, the budget sequestration, we've been experiencing a 2% reduction to our payments since April. So we, you know, trying to look at the revenues and that kind of piece. So, you know, it was an estimate. We're just trying to guess at that point in time. And so that's why the board set the, you know, potential levy at 1.5. We're still working on the budget. We've got, obviously, as of yesterday, more information, so to try to put in there. And are still working on it with the hopes to obviously not have it at 1.5 and to maintain it where it's at, if at all possible.
And it is at what level?
Right now, it's $800,000.
Okay, well, that's a substantial difference. So the sequestration thing, so it's just not that we all understand, those of us who receive any kind of confirmations of payment and this sort of thing, either from hospitals or Medicare processing centers, all know that it takes time. We all know Medicare is not speedy, but sequestration is not a matter of time. It's a matter of actual cuts, right?
Yes, correct. It's an actual cut. In past, if they said, here, we're paying you $100 for that service, they're now paying us $98.
Okay.
And so that was an automatic. So, you know, we incorporated that. On top of, you know, always trying to guess volume, because we're paid based on volume. It's not just, you know, X, you know, every day we get X amount of dollars.
No.
It's that we, you know, it depends upon if people come in and need services, et cetera. And then at the same time, trying to figure out what the expenses are or going to be and the increase in expenses and then the various mandated requirements. A lot of the electronic record stuff that we're doing now is mandated. And so we kind of walk through that process and just try to you know, make the best guess, you know, but that's budgeting is your best estimate.
Sure.
Or best guess, and try to do that. But it's really hard to do that back in August, you know, when you have so many things outstanding and just don't know what's going to happen. But the goal, and you also know that you can't increase it. You can't say, well, we'll just have a dollar, and then if we need to increase it to $3, we'll do that, you know. So
now that's one of the foibles of the way the system works, is you can set a budget that you can then, in the future, lower between now and the end of the year, but you can't make it higher. So
correct.
It always starts out looking bad.
Yeah.
Well, what did look good is what I can only describe as a whirlwind tour that you and some of your staff took to some of the facilities that have dealt with contractors who are interested in dealing with the hospital.
Well, correct. We as you know, have been talking about looking at a project. And that was also one of the questions that people had at the Truth and Taxation is, well, if you're having those issues, why are you looking at a project? But a lot of that has to do with long-term sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of have to have a building to be able to provide your services, and it has to be what people expect, or you know, you're going to have the issues with revenue as well. And so we had put out a request for proposal to architects, and we received 11 proposals back. We have narrowed that down to 4 now, and then we went, not knowing that we were going to have a winter storm, because we had planned this several weeks ago, but planned then and went to look at locations here in Minnesota of projects that those firms have completed recently, just to look at, one, how they did. I mean, does it look like it's a, you know, good project? But then also to be able to ask those people, you know, did you like the architects that you worked with? What kind of change orders did you have? You know, now that your project is complete, what would you change? Yeah. And so one, to see if we could learn a little bit from them, just as if we go forward with anything, what would we want to do and what would we definitely not want to do?
Okay. Well, sounds like you had a busy week and a productive one. We've been speaking with Kimber Ralstead. She is the administrator for Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center.